Atlanta's only hip hop station. It's Hot 107.9 Hood Rich Radio. DJ Scream calls for the evening. Elliot Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Got some more hip hop news, man.
I love it, man.
I guess we
hopefully it's on Rap Radar and I look good out here. If it's
yeah,
not.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man.
I'm slipping.
I think one more notable, Drake takes a shot at Jay-Z during Raptors-Nets game.
Oh, man, my guys is going at it still.
Guys going at it, man. How do you feel, man, when that happens, man? I know you're kind of cool with everybody.
Not cool with those two.
Are you the mediator? Do you get on the phone and keep everything cool?
How do we stop these gangster rappers from going at it? Nah, man, I don't like it, man. I don't like this whole Jay Drake thing. But you know, he teased him. He said something that he was on at the Raptors game. He said Jay's out there somewhere eating a fondue plate or something like that.
I don't even think.
Come
like
on, Drizzy.
Beef. I think it's like, you know, it started over art.
He so can't beef over art. He can't beef over
it's
art.
Like, competitive
I think Jay
nature.
Really. I think Jay really got offended. You know, I think Drake, you know, made a comment. I think he thought it was off the record.
Right.
You know, some journalists don't move like
right.
I do. Scream. You know, just because you say it.
They let it out.
You know, sometimes if you say something and it's not with the tape recorder out, the person's not going to put it down. But you know, some writers, you know, they're going to do it regardless. You know,
yeah.
If you say something in a photo shoot or say something. So I think Drake made a comment. You know, trying to compare him. You know, why certain rappers maybe aren't as good as him as an MC right now.
Right.
And he made that comment came out, and then Jay responded on the "We made it."
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, Drake came back with the draft day and kind of had a couple lines that kind of may have been sublime,
but
you know?
I think it's just competitive, though. I don't think it's
It is. Well, I always say that. I think Drake's the best now and Jay's the greatest. So I always say, like, it's competitive in that way, I think. But
I agree with you.
But they was good, you know, Pound, they made some great records together, man.
Exactly.
I feel like there's real tension. I think there needs to be a conversation. I don't think they've seen each other in a while. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's not serious, but I feel like there's definitely a real disagreement going on.
People want to be the greatest. Like, Kendrick wants to be the greatest. Like, people are passionate about it. They want to be the best, man.
You should, man. So, I call myself the GOAT, man. You know,
you go.
You ain't taking no shorts out here, Scream. So I understand that, but I just think that Drake doesn't gain anything by having a little back and forth with Jay. I think that, you know, Drake's you know, should be trying to hold the mantle, make sure he's ruling
right.
What's going on now, his generation,
right,
you know.
Right,
and I think Jay's been a great mentor and a really good friend of him. So, you know, I hope it does. I hope it, you
so
know, that's a joke. That fondue thing's a joke.
Like
I hope it's
Jordan
not too
LeBron
serious.
Is there a Jordan LeBron thing going on between them? Is that what you're saying? Like, is it Jordan LeBron?
No, but here's what LeBron does. LeBron doesn't walk around. Obviously, LeBron wants to be bigger than Jordan eventually, right?
Right.
And he
right.
wants more rings. But LeBron doesn't walk around saying that. You know, he just kind of like, he knows he's the best now.
Yeah.
You know, he goes in, puts his work in. And that's what Drake's mostly been doing. So
yeah.
hopefully this doesn't start to take him a little off course, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's not, he don't really gain anything from it, you know.
That's words from the blog, Father Drake.
Yeah.
He's definitely giving you information.
Drizzy, hit me, baby. Hit me, Drizzy. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me.
447-411-0079 Hood Rich Radio Sunday night. We ain't done yet.
Yeah.
Hood Rich. Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.